This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. The Jubilee of Mercy is now in its closing weeks, so as the 20th of November draws ever closer, Vatican Radio is looking at how it's being celebrated around the world. The U.S. Diocese of Las Cruces in New Mexico is on the border with Mexico, and like many dioceses around the world, has been actively promoting the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, a focal point of this holy year. To hear more about the initiatives taking place in the diocese and how it's helped reinvigorate the works of mercy, I spoke to its bishop, Oscar Cantu.
Well, you know, I think it's been a wonderful year and a wonderful opportunity to reflect on the reality of God's mercy. And I would say it has imbued the preaching of our priests and deacons, that it's colored our message throughout the year in a beautiful way with regard to God's mercy. And I think the regular programs that we have throughout the year, whether it's catechesis or evangelization, that they also have taken a certain color of God's mercy as well. So in that sense, that it's been had a beautiful effect of imbuing mercy into just our daily activities. And I think on an individual level that it has caused our parishioners to reflect on how they practice the works of mercy, how God's mercy is present in their personal lives, and how they are called to show mercy as well. So I think we've seen a renewed dedication, for example, to visiting the sick in the hospitals, to welcoming the stranger, to visiting the imprisoned. So some of those sort of institutionalized works of mercy, I think, have had greater prominence. And specifically, as far as a new project that Pope Francis has asked each diocese to take on, one of the tremendous needs in my diocese, there's a lot of poverty in southern New Mexico. And so particularly for our children, that are the children of New Mexico are ranked 49th among the states in child well-being. And so out of concern for that, we have been partnering with the Catholic University of America and some other institutions to study and to reach out in a concerted way to our families, to strengthen our families, and to provide outreach for the well-being of our children, that their own futures might be brighter, so that they are, by the time they get to school, that they are school ready, that they have healthier lives at home where they're not affected so heavily by toxic stress that poverty brings with it. So it's not a project that is certainly not complete. We have begun the conversations and begun to outline some possibilities for attacking the issues. But it was born out of this year of mercy. So we ask God's blessings on the project, and it certainly will help the common good, help our families, and help our children.
You talked there, of course, about the corporate and spiritual works of mercy, something that Pope Francis says has been very strong about during this year, telling people to read up on them. He's also led by example with regard to visiting places like Lesbos, with regard to the migrant crisis, people coming from the Middle East into Europe. With regard to issues like that in your diocese, with regard to migration, things like that, how would that be coming into the idea of the works of mercy?
Sure. Well, you know, our diocese is right on the border with Mexico, so we face that the issue regularly, the issue of migration. And I was very heartened and joyfully impressed by the generosity of our local community when 2 years ago, when we had the surge of unaccompanied minors coming from Central America, where we were asked by the government to set up a temporary shelter to house some of the young mothers and children who were coming over. And just the generous response of the community was just overwhelming. We were able to open up our cathedral as a facility to house and to shelter, to clothe and to feed these poor souls who were traumatized by their journey and the violence that they had witnessed in their home country and fleeing to a safer place. And it was beautiful to see on both sides, to see people comforted by my fellow Christians here locally, and just the generosity of response of the local community. And it was an opportunity where Catholic and non-Catholic, Christian and non-Christian were able to come together and to provide a beautiful, merciful humanitarian response.
Just regarding the Year of Mercy, I mean, obviously the year ends on November the 20th, but I'm sure many of the initiatives that have been started, people would like to see kind of kept up and kept on, I imagine, in your diocese.
Right, and that's the beautiful thing about what Pope Francis highlighted. He's not a traditional pope, but in the minds of so many, because he has kind of shaken up our Catholic community, kind of to make us really think about how we live our faith. But in this Year of Mercy, he brought these traditional actions, traditional thoughts of the works of mercy, that they have always been enshrined, and he dusted them off and placed them right in front of us. And so this is not limited to a Jubilee Year of Mercy. This is something that we should be practicing regularly in our Christian lives. So I look at the works of mercy as something to hang on to more deeply, and to continue to practice. And I think this year has been an inspiration, an opportunity to readjust our thinking about how we live our faith on a daily basis. And I think people have been very much touched by this Year of Mercy, receiving mercy themselves, and also the impulse to practice it more deeply.
Would you say that this, as you called, dusting off of the works of mercy, would you say that would be one of the legacies of this year, or are there other legacies of this Year of Mercy?
Well, sure. I think Pope Francis has given us several images of the Church that are not traditional, one of which was the Church as a field hospital, and certainly that presents it right squarely in the works of mercy. And so, and I think in our modern world, we really see the need to act as a field hospital. People are very much wounded by being uprooted, whether it's through migration or becoming refugees. Some 65 million people around the world have been uprooted from their homes, either by violence or by economics. And that's not easy. That traumatizes people. Those who are affected by war and by violence, and so those who are affected by broken families in a variety of ways. Those who have parents who are imprisoned, who have effectively become orphaned, and so people have so much trauma in their lives that they're looking for mercy. They're looking for comfort. They're looking for hope. And that's where the Church can be the best that it can be. It can be a mother who reaches out to comfort her children and to provide guidance in their lives. So, yeah, I think that image has really affected and touched people's hearts. And I think it'll stay with us for a good long while.
Just on a final note, Bishop Cantu, I suppose one of the special things about many people have thought about this year is that obviously many people couldn't afford to maybe come to Rome. They couldn't get to Rome for the Year of Mercy to go through the holy doors here. But the fact that there were holy doors in dioceses around the world, the fact that Pope Francis wanted it not just in Rome, but all around the world. We saw him the first holy door in Bangui there, even before he went through the holy door of St. Peter's. What do you think of that as an idea, having not a holy door, but holy doors?
Yeah, that is so important. Even in my own diocese, because we're close to the Mexican border, we have immigration checkpoints at various points around the cities, around the area. So those who are undocumented are not able to cross those checkpoints, even though they may be regular parishioners at our parishes. And so we are very cognizant of that. And so we were able to open holy doors in various parts of our diocese. So certainly most of our people are not able to, for economic reasons, not able to travel outside the country, but also for some legal reasons are not able to cross the diocese itself. So that allowed some opportunity for people to visit and to walk through the holy doors and to benefit from those beautiful graces of the holy year.